Brother Holland had been given a mind to come this way. No doubt he's thought about it many times. He doesn't know many folks from up here, but deep down in his heart he knows he's got brethren up here. And he knows me, and I'm very thankful for the fellowship that he's bestowed upon me and the love. And when I asked him to come and be with me, he said he hoped the Lord would provide the way and bring him this way. And I want to say that we are glad to have him, Elder Barnes, Elder Wood, and we're glad to have these other brethren. We're going to call on them. One thing I want all of you to know, Elder Barnes and Elder Hollins, about 250 miles from home. And they want them to stay with us as long as they can, and when they have to go, we'll get them. Godspeed. This is what this card says. The children and grandchildren of Mr. and Mrs. James G. Thompson request the pleasure of your company at a reception in honor of the 50th wedding anniversary of their parents and grandparents on Sunday the 25th of July, 1976. From 2 until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Vinton War Memorial, 814 East Washington Avenue, 814 Washington Avenue, Vinton, Virginia. Sister Faye, we're glad to have this. We're glad to announce it. We'll have a little recess while they prepare the table. And we want all to stay as many as can in the house. We want to arrange for our brother deacons over here. And we'll have our communion. And right now I'm more interested in our communion than I am in the dinner that we'll have after that. But we'll have dinner on the ground. We don't want nobody to leave. We want everybody to stay and eat. So you can consider yourself just dismissed for a little bit if you want to move. And then at the singing of a hymn, if you go out, you can be gathered back in.
Thank you.
Elder Roy Agee from the Smith River Association and from the church at Salem, head of the river, come and take part in it. Come here, take your seat.
Blessed and break. And if you'll bow with me, we'll look to him. Our Heavenly Father, this day as we come, our heads bowed before this table and before this people, we feel, O Father, as we just heard the good news of the gospel, it's all the inner man. And the outer man is perishing day by day. But the inner man, O Father, we feel very keenly, is renewed from time to time and from place to place if we go, hearing the good news of the gospel of salvation by grace and grace alone. And thou in heaven hast all power in heaven and in earth. And we feel, O Father, this day, that our record is on high, and our witness that also. We feel, O Father, to thank thee for this people, this day, whom we see in thy countenance the love of Christ and a manifestation of thy Spirit. Now, O Father, we feel we come to take a morsel of this bread, the broken body of our Savior. We feel that our sins nailed into the tree of the cross, and we feel so unworthy to come and partake of this bread and of sup of this wine. But, O Father, we realize that all our worthiness is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to save sinners. And we read also he didn't come to save the righteous, but he came to save sinners. And we feel in a measure, O Father, we are sinners saved by grace. And all our worthiness, O Father, this day is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we feel, O Father, if thy will this day, that if we all may come together in one bundle of love, that we might take a morsel of this bread and a sup of this wine, and to say thy will be done and not ours. Oh, Father, be around about us all, and bless each home that you're represented. Bless them in such a way, and uphold them, and guide them, that they might walk circumspectly before thee, and among all thy brethren, as they go, each day is allotted to them. And, oh, kind Father, when we come down to die, if it's thy will, that we might die the death of the righteous, and in the morning of the resurrection, hear that welcome call. Be blessed to my Father, and hear the kingdom of faith to you from the foundation of the world. These blessings, O Father, we ask it all in thy name and for thy sake. We beg humbly for Christ's sake. Amen.
Elder Connor. If you feel to do so, if you don't, let me see.
You want to go? Help break the rest.
Well, if they request it, I
would
do the best.
If you feel to come and help break the bread afterwards, we'd be glad to have you.
Thank you.
you left out now and how?
Elder Carter.
Say, I believe you know all our Brother Dickens without it is Brother George Williford from Uptown Creek. Yeah. And the Contentney Association.
Oh, it's been chosen by some father. Has anyone been overlooked? You might raise your hand. Be glad. Sir.
After Jesus had taken the bread and break it, bless it, he taken the cup also, bless it, and he said, drink ye all of this. We know that we are not able to bless anything, but if you'll bow with me, we'll beg him who is able to bless this cup.
Kind and merciful God Almighty, again as we are blessed to assemble here at this table, we would beg thee that thou would yet have mercy upon us, that thou would look down upon us with pity and compassion, realizing that if thou does not teach us to realize this secret matter, that we yet are blind in these things. But we hope, O Lord, that from time to time we have been, their eyes have been opened and we have been made to feel that we commune with our brethren, and that we have been made to feel that nearness that thou art near us. So we would beg thee, O Lord, that it be thy will and that thou manifest thy presence around about us this day, and that we might be thankful for the blessing to this day, for the wonderful consolation that we have been blessed to hear. We hope that what is said and done the rest of this day will be an honor and praise in thy great and good name. We would, if we could, we give thanks unto thee for blessing us again to meet together with these people whom thou blessest us to love. We beg thee that thou would bless the fruit of this vine for its intended use, that thou would be pleased to go with each of us, watch over us and keep us from the evil of this world. And at last when we have finished our course, if thou would be with us in that hour, take us to be with thee in that world which shall never end. All of these and all the blessings we on the hook desire, that we ask in thy name for thy sake. Amen.
Amen.
You deacon brethren that have been chosen for this part of the service, please come forward. Thank you. In case there had been anyone that was been overlooked by mistake, would you please raise your hand and we'll wait on it.
Two sixteen.